time for the dirt.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
We'll keep it short and sweet.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Come on, give it to me now.
A toxicology report released by the L.A. County coroner indicates that Carrie Fisher had cocaine, traces of morphine, codeine in her body, also smaller amounts of MDMA and heroin in her system. Though the dose and time of the drugs were taken could not be determined, her cause of death is still cardiac arrest. As part of their ongoing legal battle with Johnny Depp, the star's former business managers have included emails from him in their latest court filing. They're sort of arguing back and forth in these emails. They urge him to take it easy on the spending. He replied he's done what they asked and offers to sell off property and other assets. And just days after welcoming newborn twins with Beyonce, Jay-Z has announced he's going to be dropping a new album on June 30th, and his name is now Jay-Z, all caps with a hyphen again. So that title exclusive once again comes out on June 30th. And on TV tonight, we have America's Got Talent on NBC as well as World of Dance. And you can check out the Netflix comedy special, Rory Scovel Tries Stand-Up for the First Time. Get all the latest dirt on our website, mytalk1071.com.
That is what is important right now.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20. And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
I need some good news, baby, 'cause like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me. I need some good news, baby, 'cause all the world's gone crazy. I need some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me. I've been holding back when I should be falling free.
Coming up on 804. Welcome to the final hour today of Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything the North Shore. I'm Jace with Lex.
Ooh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous up there right now.
Don McLean and all of you, thank you for being here. Be grateful, be happy, be whole.
Wow. All right.
Namaste.
I like ye. Downward dog.
Downward dog. Floppy burrito. Floppy burrito. That's yum. What I do. That's my position. Floppy burrito.
Yay. Oh.
Let's have a little fun. We tend to do that at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. And by the way, programming note, we have a Dirt Alert. Elizabeth Reese is back. Plus, Alexis is going to dazzle you. I mean, just absolutely dazzle you with her thrift store psychicness with Shoreview Psychic. That's coming up today at 8:30. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's Alexis's favorite game that we do. And we need one person to play with us. 651-641-1071. Yeah, please be fun. Please be vibrant. And please be goofy. 651-641-1071, because we are playing.
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Would you rather?
651-641-1071. It is the game of difficult life choices, either or. This or that. A or B.
Brothers.
What will you choose? Please keep in mind there will be no prizes awarded. It's a very poor show. Very, very poor.
Yeah.
No matter how.
We do have a prize later, though.
Yeah, we do.
But yeah, but you're right, though.
No matter how high our ratings go, and they're very high, we're still very poor.
Yeah.
Poor, poor show. Okay, Don McLean, who do we have?
We have MJ.
Awesome.
Go ahead and punch MJ up. MJ, how are you?
I'm super.
Hey!
You sound fun. MJ sounds fun.
Yeah.
You got us a good one, Don. You got us a good one.
Good.
Okay, here we go. This is just goofy. We're going to start goofy today. Not gross, not thought-provoking, just goofy. Here we be.
Yeah.
Would you rather always be itchy or always feel like you have to pee?
God.
MJ, you're the guest. We'll let you go first. What do you think?
I'm going to have to go with have to pee all the time because being itchy is intolerable. I get hives a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking about this. Lex, what do you think?
I'm gonna be itchy.
You are?
Yeah, because having to pee, they're both really bad, but...
They're both really bad.
Yeah, I would just dip myself in something.
Yeah. Dawn?
I always have to pee because I don't have time during this show, so I'm going to go with that. I mean, it's the way I live.
Yeah. There you go.
That's it.
Jeez.
I'm going with pee-pee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with... Yeah. Okay, now this is just thought-provoking. I might have read this one before, but still, I don't remember your answers. Here we go. Would you rather get a glimpse while still living of heaven or hell?
Oh.
Just a glimpse.
I think I'm going to go with heaven because positive reinforcement works better.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Putting that out in the universe. Yeah, I'm going to look at heaven.
Okay. You're going to go with heaven?
Yeah.
Dawn?
Yep.
I'm going to go for hell, guys.
Really?
See what's going on down there. It'll deter me from being bad.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be like reality check for me. Like, hey, you better get it together, girl.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Dawn. I'm doing H-E-L-L. I'm doing the hills. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Now, this is interesting / scary / thought-provoking. Here we go. Would you rather fall in love with someone who has done hard time in prison for a triple murder or someone who is a member of a bizarre religious cult?
Oh, man.
I feel like they're both going to end in murder, so it's kind of a draw for me.
That's pretty good.
Oh
man, it's all circumstantial though, isn't it? Like, why did he kill those three people? It could have just been an isolated incident, and maybe the search is kind of at least amusing. But
maybe the murderer.
Yeah, I'm going with the bring on the felon.
You're going with the felon and the murderer?
Yeah.
Okay, Dawn?
No, religious cult. Come on. I mean, you can really get into that if you want to.
But you're in love with the murderer. At least you're in love.
Yeah.
True that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm with Dawn a lot today. I'm going with Dawn. I'm going religious. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay, now this is silly, but a little thought-provoking. Would you rather not be able to tell the time ever or not know left from right?
I'm going to go with the not be able to tell time ever because sometimes I don't know left from right anyway.
I'm going to go timeless too.
You are?
That kind of sounds freeing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It kind of does, actually. I'm going with time, too. Dawn?
Well, I'm going to have to know the time, guys.
As
the producer, I need to know the time, so I'll just be bumbling around with not knowing left from right.
Okay. Would you rather have a video of you...
Uh-oh.
No.
released on Facebook... of you on the toilet.
Oh, no.
Or you throwing a childish, large temper tantrum in a store.
Oh. Gosh.
Temper tantrum all the way.
Temper tantrum? Alexis?
Yeah, hey, hey, you want to see my granny panties? They're on. I'm on the toilet. Watch me.
Oh, Lex, that would be a fun morning. So should we talk about you on the toilet, Lex, or should we just...
Oh, it happens.
Dawn?
I'll do the temper tantrum because, you know, how fame is lately. Any publicity is good publicity, so...
Yeah. I throw one most days on the show, so I'll just do temper tantrum anyway. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Would you rather... pick up a hitchhiker on a deserted highway or let a vagrant stay overnight in your house?
Oh man.
Seen too many CSIs.
I'm not bringing that home, so we're going to stay on the highway with that. My God.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay.
Ew.
Yeah. And they know where you live. You're right.
Dawn?
You can de-stink your car, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can kill you no matter where you are.
This is bad. I guess I'll do on the highway, just because my home is sanctuary.
Yeah, it's our sacred space.
Yeah. I'm doing hitchhiker.
Yeah. God, it's a terrible question.
Yeah. Oh. Let's see here. We'll do one more here. Okay, this will make Alexis laugh. Here we go. Would you rather, while running through the woods from an enraged wild boar, sprain your ankle severely, or accidentally step into an old metal bucket and not be able to shake it off as you run?
The boar's still chasing?
The boar's still chasing.
Oh, geez. Oh,
man. What would you do, MJ?
I'm going with the bucket because it might make more noise and I could maybe scare it and get in the face with it when it's mauling me.
Yeah.
If you sprain your ankle, God, it hurts so much. You're just going to get mauled to death.
Yeah.
I just got a frightening...
I'm with you. Use that as a weapon.
Yeah. I just got a frightening text message from my sister-in-law, Bobby. She said she's done both. I didn't know she was chased by a boar. That's frightening. Yeah.
Twice.
Wow. Twice, yeah.
And she broke her ankle in the process?
Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
Jeez.
What do you think, Dawn? How about you?
Bucket. I need that bucket. You can use it as a weapon. I totally agree with MJ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good.
Kick it in the face.
Okay. Oh, this is okay. Here's a good one to end. Here we go. Final one. Would you rather be trapped in a room full of enthusiastic preaching tele-evangelists for 8 hours? Or... be trapped in a room full of raucous circus clowns for 8 hours.
No, let's preach. We're preaching. We're going to preach without clowns.
Okay.
Preach without clowns.
Yep.
Oh, man, the clowns might be kind of amusing. I mean, they both might be, but yeah, bring me to church.
Church?
Yeah, I don't mind church.
Yeah.
Dawn?
I'll go church. I mean, I feel like that's part of my childhood anyway. I'm sure I slept a little bit through church anyway, because you could just kind of tune it out.
I'm going with the clowns.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. We work with, Gail's, we work with the clowns.
That's true.
So you could learn some tricks, too.
We could learn some tricks. MJ, you were a great participant. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been Would You Rather.
Happy with your choice.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Thanks, MJ.
This has been Would You Rather.
We need to have MJ call back. Everyone on Facebook and Twitter is loving her. So, MJ, call back anytime.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. I'm rethinking the hitchhiker vagrant question. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, but not spending the night.
We've seen all of those criminal minds. No matter what, that doesn't end well. Well, it might. I don't know. You might be friends in the end.
What is this? Homeward Bound? You might be friends.
You might be friends in the end. Rescue.
This isn't an after school special.
Yeah.
Have you seen Seven? This doesn't end well.
It's not a stray
What's
dog.
What's in the box?
It's
What's
a
in
person.
The box? Yeah. What?
It's not a stray dog. It's a person.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Oh, no. I'm just saying. I'm taking the fantasy to its ultimate horror and I think that question was, too, that it's probably an axe murderer.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
My best friend picked up a hitchhiker once on the way to my house, and he's like, hey, I just gave this guy a ride, and I flipped my lid. I'm like, what? He goes, and he wrote you this poem.
Oh, wow.
It's on my fridge for a long time.
Hitchhiking poet. Yeah. That sounds like a biography.
Oh, thank you. But why? I'm like, don't you ever do that again.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
It is 8:16. We're going to pick her up off the side of the road in a few minutes. It's Elizabeth Reese for the Dirt Alert right after this.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Entertainment.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The one, the only, the the Dirt Alert right here on Jason and Alexis in the morning. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. It's better than cats. And she is now and forever. Ladies and gentlemen, Elizabeth Reese joins us. Hello, Elizabeth.
Oh, good morning, good morning, you guys. That's a lot of big promises for emotion. I'll see if I can deliver on that. You'll laugh. You'll cry.
It's better than cats.
Oh, it's better than cats. How could that possibly be?
That's memories.
Yeah. I mean, just it's like nails on a chalkboard hearing that, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I hate that show.
Isn't that a fascinating? I have never encountered anyone who says, I just love cats. I loved the show. I love everything about it. You should tweet us if you loved it, because it was obviously beloved. It was like the longest running show forever.
Ugh,
but everyone has the same reaction that you do, Jason.
I walked out.
It's bizarre. All right, let's get to the dirt. I've got all sorts of stuff to get to you this morning, including Tiger Woods, who is getting some professional help after being arrested late last month on DUI charges. He talked about his next steps on Twitter yesterday. He said, I'm currently receiving professional help to manage my medications and the ways that I deal with back pain and a sleep disorder. I want to thank everyone for the amazing outpouring of support and understanding, especially the fans and the players on tour. Because remember, he was arrested on May 29th in Jupiter, Florida, on suspicion of driving under the influence. Now, he did not have any alcohol in his system, but he's had multiple back surgeries throughout the years. And he said the next day that what happened to him was an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications. It had been reported that he was on four different pain management kind of medications at the time, which, I mean, I don't know. Ooh. I stress for 3 hours before I take an Advil, you guys.
Yes.
Because it's just, which is a little extreme. But he wrote on his blog that his sole focus was rehabbing following this incident. So, you know, I don't know if that means when it comes to an addiction, when it comes to sort of prescription drugs, or figuring out a better way to handle pain and being on something that's a little bit better.
Wow, he's sure is shedding some light on a lot of issues.
Man, I know.
Over the years now.
You know, and Chris Eggert from 5 Eyewitness News tweeted out this article, a couple weeks ago, and it was from ESPN. And then I read it, and I had my husband read it, and my dad read it, and it was really like an in-depth article of how Tiger has sort of spiraled out of control, and particularly how, in the wake of his father's passing, how he's emulated the behavior of his father to his own destruction. That he has been doing all of these, he was doing all of this intense Navy SEAL training, and that's how he messed up his back to begin with, was because he was so obsessed with doing all this Navy SEAL stuff because his dad was in the Navy. And then all of the women, the extracurricular women that he was with when he was married, even though when Tiger was a kid growing up, hated that his dad wasn't faithful to his mom, after his dad's passing, he was repeating that same behavior. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Yes. It was really interesting to kind of delve into what makes a person like that tick. Let's talk about Andrea Constand. She's speaking out early this morning for the first time after a judge declared a mistrial in the Bill Cosby sexual assault case. Here's what she said on Twitter. Thank you for the outpouring of love and kindness and support. I am eternally grateful for the messages I have received in recent days. So she was just expressing gratitude to her supporters. The judge last week declared a mistrial in Bill Cosby's case. It's a sexual assault trial stemming from her allegations against Bill Cosby. And following the declaration of the mistrial, Cosby's spokesman told reporters that Cosby's power is back.
Ugh.
Which just made everyone go, ugh. Well,
and I saw, and no matter how you feel, and I'm sure there's some listening, and I want to be respectful, you feel one way or the other.
Absolutely.
I still don't know how you can look at that cover and of New York Magazine and see all those women and for a minute assume or think that all 60 of them are lying. But anyway, that's just my opinion. Having said that, did you see John Oliver spotlighted this quickly? He did that Fat Albert, hey, walking out of court. And it was just weird and bizarre and kind of gross. And I'm like, you know, no matter Mr. Cosby, I mean, just put your walk out of court and just be quiet. You know what I mean? Just keep your mouth shut.
Well,
I mean,
and
with
it's
all
sort
due
of
respect.
Ridiculous for the spokesman to say, Mrs. Cosby's power is back. So the legacy didn't go anywhere. It has been restored. Because to say that because this case ended in a mistrial, that Bill Cosby's legacy has been restored, well, that's just impossible
to say.
I mean, that's just silly to say, regardless of if you believe he's innocent or guilty of whatever people have alleged of him, right? I mean, come on. They're still not airing. They're not airing the Cosby Show anymore, which I just think is so sad, because all those other wonderful people who worked on the Cosby Show, I mean, so many people.
I think they are on the network TV One.
Oh,
they
good.
Are, they yes, are where they it. Are. Yep. Yes, yes.
Oh, well,
yes,
that's
yes.
good to know.
Yep.
But there would be a lot more, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Madonna has a new boyfriend. And guess what, guys? She's upping his age. She has traded in her younger model boyfriend, who is 26 years old. She has now moved on to a 31-year-old. And I say, way to go, Madonna.
Yes. Yep.
Crushing
it. Yep, men in Hollywood, mm-hmm. men in the entertainment industry have been doing it and flaunting it, and everyone thinks it's cool for decades. So, mm-hmm. you know, when women do it, oh, they're being, oh, what does she's trying to not be her age. It's like, oh, no, you don't say that when Michael Douglas is in a movie with a 20-year-old wife.
I know.
And you accept, you know what I mean?
I know.
No one
Preach,
said it when Harrison
Jason,
Ford.
Yes.
No one said it when Harrison Ford started dating Calista Flockhart. Mm-hmm. It was all, oh, attaboy, attaboy.
But you know,
when Madonna does it,
I know.
She's not acting her age. I hate that.
I hate that too.
So angry.
That's why I say way to go. I think, you know, you realize too how sort of brainwashed we are with seeing men with such younger women
yes.
that you like you in your mind, subconsciously, we all just accept that as normal. Uh-huh. And when you see a man with a woman, like I thought about this with Pierce Brosnan, because I just saw a picture last week of Pierce Brosnan, who is, by the way, my Hollywood crush. Like,
love him.
So, he was with his wife on a beach somewhere, and she looks age appropriate for him. And I started thinking about this because I had a moment of reaction of like, oh, that's his wife. And then I thought, oh, Elizabeth, you suck. You've fallen into the trap because you are so used to seeing particularly high profile men
yes.
with such ridiculously younger women that it's almost shocking to see it when they're with an age appropriate woman.
Right.
Yes.
Boo. Okay. If you have a breakup, here's what you should do.
Ooh, what,
you
what?
Should get a puppy. Nina Agdal, she has replaced Leonardo DiCaprio with a puppy.
Oh.
Perfect.
And she went to Montauk. She had a girls' night out. They had dinner. They were hanging out mostly to themselves. But she has a puppy named Daisy. She's been carrying it around and introducing it to people. And so that is how Leo is replaced with the unconditional, beautiful love of a canine.
I would do the same thing.
A breakup puppy.
Oh, they're so probably, loyal and true.
I know, but boy puppies are so much work.
I was hoping you would say that.
True.
So
that's
loyal
true.
And true. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks,
you can watch Elizabeth today at 3 on Twin Cities Live. We are looking for two directionless people that need help from the Shoreview Psychic. 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Call now. Shoreview Psychic is next. Go. Pride weekend is almost here, June 24th and 25th in Loring Park.
As always, My Talk will be in the Ashley Rooks GLBT Pride Parade Sunday morning at 11. We'll be on the party boat and want to throw some My Talk swag your way.
There are fun events all weekend, including a comedy show from Tig Notaro, Pride Night at the St. Paul Saints, and live music all weekend leading up to the En Vogue concert Saturday night.
Pride 2017, it's a love revolution. Learn more at tcpride.org. My Talk's participation in the Pride Parade is sponsored by David from First Equity.
This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
Right by your side, if I can't find your eye, I'm too, it's my love. No matter what you know, I'm too, it's my love. And if you say you're okay, I'm gonna kill you anyway. Promise I'll always be there. Promise I'll be back here.
Rub your feet, your hands, your legs. Let me take care of it, babe. Close your eyes, I'll sing your favorite song.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything oombop. I'm Jace with Lex. And Dawn McClain.
Oom-bop. There's some shady brothers right there.
I know.
I don't like what they were saying recently.
No.
I'm not even a huge Bieber fan, but don't hate.
Yeah, what do they say about Bieber?
Don't hate.
He's like chlamydia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, come on. His music is like a venereal disease.
Well, yours is like an itch.
And what is oombop?
I don't know, yeah.
That sounds like a venereal disease, mm-hmm. to be honest.
That sounds like oombop needs some cream. Oombop. Oombop. Itchy, itchy.
Oombop. Oombop. Yeah. Anyway, let's see here. 8:34. Do you mind if I get personal with the audience, Lex? Would you mind
if I have a moment with
the audience? Okay. Yes. Dawn, would you mind if I get personal with them?
Go right ahead. Get personal.
Okay, here we go. We're going to get personal. Hi. Are you feeling a total lack of direction? Are you unsure that the road ahead isn't bumpy? Don't worry. Don't fret. There's only one woman that can help you. She died several years ago. R.I.P. Sylvia Brown. So we have...
And Miss Cleo.
The Shoreview Psychic.
That's right. We have the Shoreview Psychic here for you and your psychic pleasure. For a very small fee. Psychic assistant Dawn will now identify our first psychic friend. Dawn?
Our first psychic friend is Renee.
Good morning, Renee. Welcome to Shoreview Psychic. What can the Shoreview Psychic do for you today? How can she help you?
I don't know. Where do you want to start? You want to start professional? You want to go health-wise? I think the only good thing in my life is my crazy marriage.
Oh,
nice.
Hey. Okay.
You got love. That's good.
So you want to know about love? You want to know about your marriage?
No,
what do you think?
No, we're good about love. We're good about that.
Okay.
Let's know about professional.
Professional. There we go.
Should I stay with the old job that makes me feel like I'm making a difference in the world, or go with the new job that has more money?
Oh. Got it. That's a good question.
But I'd like to kill everybody I work with.
All right.
I love you. I love you, Renee. We've all had that feeling.
Stupid-ass, lazy people that don't feel like working. Is it worth the money?
Oh, God, I love Renee.
You might have your answer right in that.
Yeah.
But
I don't even know if we need cards, but sure.
Sure.
Go ahead, Dawn. Go ahead and put Lex into her trance.
Yeah.
Lex
That's
will pull
right.
three cards that speak to her about our friend Renee. Oh, my goodness. This is fantastic. Go ahead, Lex. Take it away.
All right, Renee. I'm getting a lime vibe from you. Lime green. Okay. And I've got three cards for you. What say you? One, two, or three?
I'm going with two since there's two potentials.
Two. All right, we've got the Two of Staffs. This is a card of uncertainty. Reflection of one's past, your actions and choices, self-assessment, and the emotions that follow. Take time to reflect on your choices before making any decision. Consider where you are and how your past relates. Has it always been this way? Has it always been kind of a chaotic work environment, or have you always picked jobs that are a little crazy?
I tend to think I know what I'm suited for, but then I tend to think, I could be better than that, but then I always screw it up somehow, and then I'm just so happy when they let me go.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love her.
Oh, I love her. Yay! So much.
You fired me. I really could care less.
Yeah, maybe it's time to start your own business or do something completely
different. I don't want to own a business. I want to walk away and go home and sleep at night, you know?
Yeah, all right. Well, then do something
to
totally different.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love her.
Why can't I just be paid to taste ice cream or something?
Yeah, I know. Drink. How about a wine taster, Renee? How's that?
Oh, God, yes. I will not swish and spit. I will swish and guzzle.
Yeah.
Well,
God, she's my girl.
There you go.
I was going to tell her, I was going to give Renee a spirit animal.
You saying oombop. You and I are done. You're so on the B list. Oombop. I can't even look at you right now.
I know. Renee put me on the B list because I sang oombop. Okay, well, Renee, at no additional charge, we are going to give you a spirit animal reading. So here we go, Renee.
My.
This buds for you. Here we go.
Your spirit animal is the crow. You give off an air of mystery, leading some to call you manipulative.
Uh-oh.
You are also highly intelligent and have unusual body hair.
Oh.
You are the crow.
There we go. You're the crow, Renee. We love you. Thank you very much. Please call back anytime, Renee. Oh, please call back anytime. Okay, Dawn, please identify our next psychic friend, please.
Jenny is our next psychic friend.
Jenny, what can the Shoreview Psychic do for you?
I have just started dating someone for about 2 months. And just want to see if it's real.
If it's real. Okay, Dawn, put Alexis back in her trance. It's love time. Let's see if what Jenny is feeling is real. Here we go. Take it away, Alexis.
Hey, Jenny, I'm getting a raspberry vibe from you. I've got three cards. What say you? One, two, or three?
Three.
Okay. We've got the tower.
Oh, Jenny.
Is it a reverse tower?
No. It's a card of turmoil and conflict in one's home, lying, sadness, and lack of peace. But change occurs in the blink of an eye. There's a great disruption that will take place or has taken place. A dramatic change in beliefs or situations in the home. A disruption of tradition. A shocking loss of what you thought was to be true.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not more clear than that, girl.
Yeah. I mean, unless you just started dating this guy and he's dramatically different from any other guy that you've ever dated.
Yes.
Okay.
That he could have been the change, too.
Somebody's a change. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jenny, I'll
let us know. Go. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe go on one more and then really just check the gut feeling there.
Introduce
him to a friend. Oh, a background check would be good too. Yeah.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah. Ask for references.
Yeah. Many references. Yeah. Jenny, thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. We have time for one more. Psychic assistant Dawn, please identify our final psychic friend.
Our final psychic friend is Iola.
Iola, welcome to the Shoreview Psychic. What can Alexis do for you?
So I went from being a stay-at-home mom of four kids to realizing I don't like my kids, and so I put them in daycare, and I'm now working full-time.
Okay.
So my favorite Shoreview Psychic ever.
What's your question, Iola?
So I'm wondering if this is a good choice, or if my kids actually need me.
Okay. Alexis, Iola
okay,
wants to know.
Okay, the kids need you, but just how much? Okay.
Do her children actually need her? This is my favorite segment in a week. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Dawn, activate the trance music, please. Alexis will go back into her trance. She'll pull three cards and speak to her about Mother of the Year, Iola.
Well, you're radiating a purple vibe, a nice plummy royal purple. Oh. I've got three cards for you, Iola. What say you? One, two, or three?
Let's do two.
Two! All right. We have the Five of Cups.
Five of Cups.
All right, this is a card indicating a loss of control.
Yep, pretty much.
Addiction, destructive behavior, and shame.
Oh, God.
It's a loss of some kind is indicated. The realization that something which was believed was not true or real. Oh. It's about knowledge and information of self-history and a window to correct past behavior. Set out to find new goals.
Oh,
so well, then, throw the kids in daycare and leave them.
Yes. I think you've made the right choice. I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do too.
And the shame that's involved in that, just let it go.
Yeah, don't worry
there
about it.
There is no shame.
There's
it's
good.
Like I throw them out the car and then I just drive away. Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, there's no shame whatsoever.
Okay. Well, then I guess you don't need to worry about that. Then just don't feel bad whatsoever. You're doing the right thing.
Iola, thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, okay.
Between Renee and Iola, this has been one hell of an edition of...
Woo!
The Shoreview Psychic.
Oh, man.
Nice. Well, that's like a comet. We'll never see this come back again. Come around again. That was sensational. It is coming up on 8:44. When we come back, you know her, you love her, you want her to sing at your wedding, Marley Bigelow McMillan, when we return.
Lori and Julia.
Should we do Beat Shazam now?
All right, go. Okay, wait. Do we guess the song?
Title. Title. Title.
Okay, that just stinks. I'd rather guess the artist.
That's the way the game is played.
Oh, all right.
Title only.
Okay, go.
All right, here we go.
Jackson 5.
No, ABC.
Nope.
Run, Rockin' Robin.
Nope.
1, 2, 3.
Nope.
ABC.
ABC.
Nope.
It's easy as 1, 2, 3. Now here, baby, do re mi.
No, that's a different song. That's I Want You Back.
Oh, for
I Want
God's
You
sakes.
Back.
Is that what you just played?
Yes, I Want You Back.
Did they ever say Rockin' Robin?
I never knew the name of that song. I always called it 1, 2, 3.
ABC.
No, that's a different song.
All right, fine. You've said that two times.
Would you keep saying the name?
Well, we didn't know.
We wanted to be our way.
Lori and Julia with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. A reality escape hatch on the radio dial. My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. So happy today.
Been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything Stephen Colbert.
Ooh.
I'm Jace with Lex and the one and only original recipe, Dawn McClain.
Spicy.
It is approaching spicy. It's approaching 8:50. We appreciate you being here. We appreciate you listening each and every day. Means a great deal to us. We love that you love the show. Thank you very much.
You're the best.
Yeah. And you finally listened. It was so funny. Lex and I, when we first started, and we had, we had the afternoon show, and the station was growing. And Lex used to joke, as she does, she rounds up, she calls it. She used to joke when we'd say, hey, thanks, and tell your friends. And Lex would say, tell 47,000 of your friends.
Yes.
So, and I would always be like, well, I would be happy if you just told like four of your friends, you know. But now you guys actually have listened to her. So we greatly appreciate
it. You put it out there in the universe, it happens.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice. Don't forget, everybody, a couple housekeeping things. Our Cat Video Festival, the tickets are on sale if you would like. Tickets. They're economical. They're only $10, my dear friends. And how do people get the tickets, Lex?
MyTalk1071.com, keyword cats. And you can get tickets right now. It's at CHS Field Tuesday, August 8th.
Yes. Also, programming note as well. This Friday, Alexis and I will be at Klein Nissan, June 23rd.
Yep.
Part of our 7th annual Food for Families drive presented by Coburn's Delivers and the Chris Lindahl team with Remax Results. Hey, Chris.
We're taking the show on the road again.
Count those billboards. Taking the show on the road, and you can get all the details at mytalk1071.com, keyword food.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Lori and Julia will be, the weekly dish will be at Red Cow on the 24th. Mm. That'll be fun, presented by the Minnesota Minnesota Beef Council.
Nice.
So, hoodly doodly, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Is she in the building? Do we? We have a giveaway too. Well, let's not give her away, but let's give a giveaway away. What do we have, Dawn McClain or Lex? What are we giving away? We have one more of these.
We have a $50 gift card to Rosedale Center, and this is all to celebrate the fact that Lex will be out there this Thursday from 5 to 7 for her shopping happy hour.
Yes, and you can win $250 just for shopping.
That's it?
Get some stamps. Find me with my panda stamp. So I'm walking around. I'll be taking over their Instagram stories. And there you go. You could win.
Well, there we go. Mm-hmm. If you want to be stamped by Alexis, 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071.
Hope to see you Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Is standing by. Good luck to you. Caller number 7. That's not the theme song we want right now, though. This is the theme song we want right now. You know her. You love her. You want her to play the banjo over you while you sleep. It's Marley Bigelow McMillan. Hello, Marley.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, Marley? How you feeling?
Oh, pretty good. You know, I'm doing very well. Thanks. Do you guys know that I discovered a thermostat in our office that has completely changed life as we know it?
Really? I thought that it was controlled by another office.
Yeah, I don't know if you should be revealing
where
that.
Where is
you
that?
You should keep that a secret.
I don't even know what to do on a daily basis right now. I'm like in an out of body experience because I've worked here for, you know, now like 6 years.
Yeah.
And I just discovered this thermostat and it was hiding and it was set at 40 degrees. And so when we were all really cold,
God, girl,
like
I've
we
been
weren't
here 12
crazy.
Years and didn't know that.
I know, Lex, we weren't crazy. It was literally 40 degrees in here.
Wow.
Things have changed. Anyways, I'm doing well.
Okay.
And that's, you know,
that's
part
really
and parcel
good news.
For it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You cracking the code.
Yeah.
The unicorn.
Seriously. You know
you
who was.
The unicorn.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know who was.
And the chupacabra.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. There's a chupacabra under my desk.
Which are real.
Too.
Yeah, real.
Which Jace never saw.
No,
it was a mangy
dog. No, I did. You can keep saying that, but
mangy
they did.
Dog.
Yes.
Mangy.
Yeah. Seriously.
What's coming up today, Marley?
Oh, we've got a lot of great
Bachelorette?
Stuff. Yeah, we are definitely going to talk The Bachelorette. Oh, man.
Are you Team Dean also?
I like Dean.
Dawn declared that we're Team Dean.
Really?
So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everyone is really pretty into Dean. I have to say, I'm not the biggest Dean fan. I think he seems like a sweet kid, but I'm a little distracted by his mouth. I just have to say.
What's wrong with his mouth?
Nothing against him, but he looks like he'd be a very talented ventriloquist.
Mm. Oh, wow.
His lips are just exaggerated?
Like his mouth doesn't open when he talks.
Oh.
He's like, I'm having
a really... It's your job to get it to open.
I'm having a really great time here. Wow, Dawn. Nice.
Oh. I'll do it.
Hi, Marley.
I'll do it.
Sure.
Hey, Marley.
Sure, Dawn.
Hey, Marley. What do you have coming up? What do you have coming up on your show
exactly.
today?
Exactly. Well, we've got a lot coming up today.
Really?
Definitely talking about The Bachelorette. Hey, you guys. The new Minnesota State Fair foods were just announced.
Oh,
yeah, just announced.
Just
moments
now.
Ago.
That's
moments
right.
ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to talk about our favorite ones of those as well.
Oh. Okay. So now we need another guy, though. So who else are you? Who are you rooting for?
Oh, Peter.
Peter. Okay. So we got Peter and Dean.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm rooting for Peter. Although I kind of want Peter to be the next Bachelor.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Peter is dreamy McDreamersons. And you know what I actually love about Peter, too, is that every guy I think out there is going, are you serious? You're into Peter? And it's like, yeah, it doesn't matter what you're rocking as long as you have confidence. Because Peter's a silver fox with a huge gap tooth.
Yeah.
But he's the hottest one on the show.
He's not,
wow. You're really
Dean.
Selling that. Okay.
No,
who's
Dean,
your musical guest, Marley?
Someone
Marley.
Needs to take a grinder to Dean's teeth.
Marley,
we've got Lionel Richie today.
I love it.
Yeah.
I
love it.
Yes, mm-hmm. might be on
hey
Idol.
It's going to be great.
Alexis is going to be co-hosting the talk show with me today, so tune
fun.
In. Dawn and Marley coming up next. Peace out, home slices.
My Talk 107.1. Everything
is looking at you, kid.
Entertainment.